Does that also help to better clear out, like to clean the blood?
Nope. I didn't do that part.
No. No, because I,
well, I
did.
I just go
lighter
into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I just go into the heart and clean up the wall.
The heart wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, everyone. And then we also said we'd talk, give everybody a bit of a brief update on how things are progressing with the energy paper. So the about a couple of weeks ago when we had the half-day energy paper event here in Toronto, what Sifu James was able to do is he's now shrunk the energy code down to a small, small sticker. And the idea of that is to so that you can actually take that and put it on acupressure points to assist the energy to clear out or to circulate it as needed. So those of us that attended live all got stickers, and we all got to test it out. And in particular, there were three main points that James found were very beneficial to put it on. You know, one is what we call the message center, which is kind of where you get communication coming into you from other realms, from your guides. It's an area of opening communication, and that's and the message center is located at the point of where if you imagine the prepubescent nipple line that goes across the chest, and then in the midline of your chest, so where the prepubescent nipple line would meet, about one of your fingers width beneath that is kind of like a almost a flat indented point. And that is what in Qigong we call the message center. So we all tried in the room. We put one there. The other one was up on the head, just one finger in front of the crown of the head. And the third one was on the little pinky toe by the nail bed, and that was to assist with sleep. And we could tell that in the room, as soon as we had all three stickers put on, we all just, nobody wanted to talk anymore. We were just so relaxed. And definitely sleep has been much deeper. I know for myself, I know I tried it on my kids, and they all said, wow, I can sleep better. So that's, you know, that's what we've done with that so far, and James is continuing to work with it, because our plan, as you all know, is that we're able to provide for you the energy paper and stickers and different and labels on both James's website, which is jamesfu.ca, and on Masterpiece Life, with instructions of how to use it and download it and print it, so that you have it and can use it for yourself. So that is still our intent. We're still working towards that. James keeps working with it and modifying. And for those of us that are being the guinea pigs here in Toronto, every time we have an event and James brings out new codes with things, then you know, he modifies it so that we can have it back. All of you that are interested in in my little rice experiment, which was almost 2 months now, I took two jars of rice, cooked rice in the exact same water, and then I put equal amounts of rice into one glass jar and into another glass jar. And one glass jar, I wrapped what we had then, which was an energy paper, which was an 8.5 and 11 printed sheet with code on it. I had folded it, and I'd wrapped it around the jar with the rice. And then on the other jar, I just took a blank piece of paper and wrapped it, so just so that the conditions would be, you know, similar, equal. And then I put it in the cupboard and left it there. So it's been 2 months now, and I can tell you, and I can report back to you that the rice that has the energy paper around it is still white. The rice that has the plain paper with no energy code on it has now become a lovely science experiment with lots of different colors in it. So the code is definitely sustaining, adding energy and sustaining life. So that's just, you know, a physical proof that something is happening. And those of us that are using it often are using it on areas where there's pain or discomfort and have noticed a great lessening and removing of pain, right? Anything more you want to add to that, James? Because we haven't talked for about a week or two now. And I know you keep trying it on people and doing different stuff to it. So what update do you have to add to this?
No, nothing. I just put them on different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And see what the side effects or the advantages are.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that you can put in is right in the middle of your sole, the bottom of the foot.
The middle of the sole of the foot?
Yeah. The middle of the foot.
So right in the middle of the foot. So kind of where there's a kind of like a soft spot indentation?
Yep.
Okay. And that's to assist with what?
That will help the energy flow.
For energy flow.
Yeah, it's more relaxed that way.
Mm. Okay. Because I think people were commenting last time and for those of us that were putting the energy sticker on the head, it was quite difficult. One, it didn't stick. For any of us that have hair, it wouldn't stay in position because depending on how the hair moved, the sticker would move. So maybe there's a different point specifically on the body that we can test to see where that can be more efficient.
Yeah, try the last one, the one I just told you.
On the sole of the foot instead. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you that were at the Toronto event, so then what we would do is put a sticker one on the message center, sticker two on the middle of the, like the soft indentation on the middle of the foot, and
that's
then. And
you don't need
You don't need the pinky on the pinky toe?
No need.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll definitely try that.
Let's try that.
Mm-hmm. And see where it goes. Okay, that sounds good. Any modifications to the code?
No, I haven't got a chance to do that.
All right. So I know that I'm getting questions for those people that are like all over, like everywhere else that cannot come into Toronto, they're asking, you know, when do you think, actually, first they're saying, when do you think it'll be ready to put online so people can receive it? Oh, because also you've been given a date of September 21st as there being a lot of energy changes happening that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, when do you think it'll be ready to put online so that people all over the world can start downloading it and using it?
You can actually call it. You can try it now.
Okay. So when you mean by calling it, for those who are listening, what do you mean by calling it?
Just like you're calling August the 4th.
Okay.
You can always call forward, too, because they all tag.
Okay, so you want them to call on the energy paper? Is that what you want to call it
now? No. Remember, you call the August the 4th.
Yes.
Before we meditate.
Yes.
You can now call September 21st, 2014.
Ah, okay.
And see that energy. It's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try that.
All right, so everybody that's on the line, why don't we try that? So just close your eyes a minute and take a deep, relaxing breath, and then just call on or say, I choose to connect to September 21st, 2014 energy and see how that makes your body feel.
How do you find it?
Interesting, because I got a bit of head pressure.
And then?
And then I got a bit more of an opening in the message center area.
The difference.
Mm-hmm.
If you try even today.
Right.
You find the energy is stuck above the diaphragm.
Yeah, like I was feeling a pressure there, yeah.
right? Now, yeah. the 21st September one, it went all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means if you are not clear, the energy passageway,
mm-hmm.
that's from the crown to the root, if you mm-hmm. don't clear the path, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah, I think what it was doing, probably where I was feeling the pressure in the head and down at the message center, is probably I was feeling like energy flooding that area.
Yeah.
So it kind of.
That's why I'm urgency to finish the paper, and then we can send it out.
Yeah, because
now actually the two matrix that you have, mm-hmm. you should be able to put it on the web. People can download it now. Use
okay.
the paper rather than waiting for the tape.
Okay, so then I'll work to so people can just print single sheets of that right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how about the ones that we did with the Avery label, just the plain Avery one?
Then I couldn't send it out. Then
no, it was the same. No. The one that I did, James. Not the one that you did. The Avery labels that I did.
Then you still have to send them out.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
People won't be able to download.
Okay, so then I will work to put both codes, and when we say about both codes, we'll have to write a big description, people understand, because there's a code that's one target, and it's a much stronger energy coming
yes.
in, and
absolutely.
Then there's a second paper that has two targets. So energy still comes in very strong, but then it splits, and then you can give it an intent to where you want it specifically to assist the body. So I'll put those both up. Now, for people that are going to start using it, when we started using it, we just kind of wore it on the chest level. Is that still where you want them to put the paper
yes.
for now? Okay.
The best
now,
thing is to as close to the message center, the better.
The heart, okay. Now, because I was petite and I couldn't do that, I had put it on my tummy so that it was kind of the lower dantian and the soul spot. Is that okay as well for those that can't be putting it on their chest area?
Now, you don't have to put it on all the time.
Right. Okay.
Because it's all energy messages, right? It's
mm-hmm.
an image.
Yeah.
As long as it's close to the skin.
Okay.
That the energy goes in and make the imprint.
Okay.
So even if you don't have the paper, the energy is still working because the imprint is there.
Okay. All right. So then we'll let people know it's more beneficial to have it on their, you know, what we call the message center is kind of, you know, when I was describing, if you took the midline of your body and then you took your, if you took the area where the prepubescent nipples were, and if you had it join the midline, and then if you took one of your fingers and just measured it one finger down, that's what we call the message center. You'll find a kind of like a flat disc area. So you'd want it there. So what James is saying is that if you can't have it on you all the time, that's okay, as long as you have it on you some of the time. And when you do print off, I mean, we'll have instructions on you how to do it, but when you print it off, you will have put the ink, the code, up against facing you, not out towards, but you want it facing you. And then the first time you do it, I would say do it where you have time to sit quietly for a bit and let it stay there for 15, 20 minutes and just see how it feels in your body. See how it feels in your body. Okay? James, do they still have to print only one at a time or can they print it in multiples?
No, one at a time.
That's what I thought. Okay, good. All right. Okay, so then I will work to get that up for everybody. But there's one question coming in is that can you be more specific as to exactly where on the bottom of the foot to put? For those that have the stickers from the class, they're asking,
mm-hmm.
can you be more specific? Where on the bottom of the foot?
Now, you know there's an archway at the bottom of the foot.
Yes, on the archway.
Right at the very top. Right at the very deep end. You know the arch, right?
So you're talking about where the arch meets the pad of the foot or in the middle of the arch?
the middle of the arch, the highest point of the arch.
So at the highest point of your arch. Okay. And on both feet or just one foot?
Both.
On both feet.
But give them 10 minutes to 20 minutes apart.
Okay. And then you have the circle or the triangle facing up into the body or away from the body?
Towards your ankle.
So have it pointing towards the ankle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for those of you that have energy stickers, just I'll recap, just repeat that. Just try using now one on the message center and one on the sole of your foot. Find your arch. Find the highest spot, highest point of the arch. You can put one sticker there. Have it have the circle or the triangle, whichever you choose, pointing up into your ankle. Put one on, then give it about 10, 15 minutes, and then put the other one on. And then still wear it for about 3 days, James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wear as long as they can hold it.
Yeah, so yeah, now, or as long as it stays on your body.
To accelerate the imprints.
Yes.
You can just practice your Qigong, step 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
That will move the energy and the actual labels will be stuck on. And the set of that matrix will be stuck in that spot. Invisible,
okay.
But that's okay.
Okay. Okay, so for those of you to understand that, at the beginning of the call, when we started the transmission, I guided everybody to step 1, 2, 3 of the traumatic Qigong process. So if you put the labels on you, on the message center, and on now on the highest point of the arch, and then practice step 1, 2, and 3, that will further accelerate the process by having the energy run more freely throughout your body. All right. Okay. And then I'm looking to see if I can put together an evening of where those that are in the Toronto area can get together again and with Sifu James to kind of go over any more developments. Other than that, we'll be working and continue to work with the energy paper. We'll keep giving you guys updates. Definitely we're working with it at the retreat in July. So if you can, we still have some spots available. If you can make it, please do book yourself in because they're filling up very quickly. All right. Other than that, anything else you want to say, James?
No.
So actually Grant has a question saying, when Sifu James refers to the point at the bottom of the foot, is it the kidney meridian point he's talking about? So is
yeah.
that our
actually it's the kidney.
So the kidney, it's on the kidney meridian. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, with that, I think we're good for tonight. So everybody here, thank you for being with us. I will get those codes up on both Masterpiece Life site and on James's site as quickly as I possibly can. Hopefully, probably early next week at this point. With instructions of how to print it, download it. You can then freely pass it on. The codes are given to assist the body. There's a couple of do's and don'ts. One is that they're to assist humanity and to assist accelerating the body through all these energetic changes. They are not to be used in any way to harm or disempower anybody. If they are, it will actually drain your power away. So that's kind of like a safety mechanism built into it. You must use your powers for good, as my kids say. But we'll try to get as much stuff up on the site so that you can use that, all right? So with that, thank you, everybody, for being here. Once again, thank you, James, and for all
your
continued work and assistance. We send you great love. This will be available as a replay. I'll get it out to you guys for tomorrow. And do re-listen to the heart chi transmission, as it will greatly assist with everything happening right now. All right? We send you great love, and we'll see you soon. Namaste, and good night, everybody.
Good night.